your mind,
your
thinking,
your brother.
Yeah. And the fact that it happened yesterday,
to him, I
was thankful.
Okay. And consequently, you'd say, I accept.
We're talking about seeing the sheriff yesterday, and I say, did you see the sheriff yesterday? You might say,
I remember seeing the sheriff.
And the opposite, you say,
no,
I
did not.
Use that word again, though.
But if you had lost your memory, and I said, you just totally lost your memory, and I said,
and you wonder where I ever got that.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I don't.
Okay, or who you might be.
Same word that we were just using.
Somebody instructed me to do it.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good enough. Well, that's good enough. That's the way it's
said. Who told me?
Okay. Let's say I know how to.
You
know how to draw.
Did a letter. You. To your brother yesterday, you'd say, I have to him, I have
something.
Okay. And consequently, you'd say, I expect and
who told you to do it?
What do you put on the envelope of a letter?
Address. Name and address.
Okay, and so if you want me to do that to your letter, you'd hand it to me and you'd say, will you
somebody, you and your wife. And it's getting close to the time that you're going to want to leave, so you might say, we want to go soon.
We better go.
You're getting ready.
I did something, and you wonder where I ever got that idea. You'd say, who?
Who gave you the idea?
Okay, or who you might be, somebody had instructed me to do it. You'd say,
okay, how about,
who told you to do that?
Let's say I know how to draw a picture. I know how to put a puzzle together, or I know how to build something because somebody evidently instructed me as to how to do it.
Who told you to do it? How to do it?
Okay. You've been visiting somebody, you and your wife, and it's getting close to the time that you're going to want to leave, so you might say, we want to go soon.
We better go.
You're getting ready to.
How about, do you ever hear
you're planning to go soon.
We're planning
for somebody who
to go.
Who tells on somebody
pretty
else.
Soon, what might you say?
I think you just get up and say, well, we better go.
Okay, how about
flowers?
Okay. So what do you do if you go out in the garden?
Pick flowers.
Oh, I know you'd say fixing. Wouldn't you say we're fixing?
We're fixing. No. You fixing to go? We just fixing to go?
Toy that spins around.
Would you say that? We use that expression?
Well, if somebody else would walk in, you know, and mention that, but you'd say, well, we were just fixing to go.
Okay. I'm just sure I've heard you say that.
Okay, something happened. Just it would surprise you a bit, you might say,
I knew it would happen.
Okay. I want to do something, and you would say, well,
pen,
you can.
And you recognize it.
You can.
Because I gave you the pen yesterday.
That's the one you gave me.
How about, do you ever hear a child using a nickname for somebody who tells on somebody else?
Somebody's house.
Tattletale.
Okay.
And to help him out with what he wants to do. And you notice that the work is already half finished.
Yeah.
You'd say,
flowers.
The work before we arrive.
But what do you do if you go out in the garden?
No, he's not finished.
Pick flowers.
No, he had the work before we arrived. You notice that he started it. But
you know, this kind of children's toy that spins around.
Top.
Started, but not finished.
If the form of the word begin, and you would say he had
already begun.
Okay, something happens. Just doesn't surprise you a bit, you might say.
I knew it would happen.
Okay.